WDEV time 4:40. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Welch, and we got Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff. How are you this afternoon?
I am doing well. I'm enjoying this weather. I don't have to worry about leaks in my roof, and I also don't have to shovel snow. So I will think it all day long.
Yeah, comparative. It's all comparative, isn't it?
Yep, any port in a storm is what they say.
Yeah, and this would be the perfect time, as it's not raining or anything like that, to go and stain your deck. And you've got Cabot stain and interior mini wax finishes in different colors, don't you? Sticks and Stuff.
Absolutely. So lately, you know, a lot of people have been waiting because you want your deck kind of as dry as possible before you go to stain it, so that you can get maximum penetration with that stain. So there have been a lot of people who have been coming in, obviously, as soon as the weather cooperates. So we've been doing a lot of color matching. People will bring in like a sample of the siding that they have, or they'll bring in maybe a piece of stain that their deck is currently stained, and we can match that for them, match it in. A Cabot stain is what we do in the St. Albans location. Some of our other locations do have the Arbor Coat line, which is Ben Moore's line. So they're both a really high-quality product, and with the right stain, generally it's something you shouldn't have to worry about for another 3 or 5 years. All decks in Vermont are going to take a lot of maintenance just because of the weather and the climate that we live in. I know another really popular option, and a lot of people have been in for their docks, is Cabot makes a product called Deck Correct, which rolls on really, really thick. It'll fill in any cracks that you have in the wood, and it also has what they call a spanning property. So it'll self-level, and it will protect from any splintering and stuff like that. And there's probably, I want to say 16 to 20 probably colors that are available to choose from in that, but it's really a problem helper, and saves people a lot of time, so they don't have to replace a lot of weathered wood. They can actually coat it with Cabot Deck Correct and get quite a few more years out of their project.
And the decks and docks would obviously get a punishment from Mother Nature throughout a Vermont year.
The Minwax interior, we have access to now in an oil-based and a water-based, so they give us quartz, and it's a tin base, so there's over 250 colors that you can choose from. So there's reds, blues, greens, purples. I did one pink a couple days ago for a lady that was building a toy box for her daughter. So you can pick from 250 colors. They do a semi-transparent, so it's going to add color to the wood, but you're still going to be able to see the grain and the texture through it. Or they also do a solid, so that it's a heavier pigment and you don't see a lot of the wood coming through. But it's kind of cool. People come up with all these different things. One guy came in, he got a red, a white, and a blue. He was making cornhole boards for a graduation party, so he got custom colors made. Just a lot of different options. And if it's a rainy day and you can't stand outside, come in and get some interior stain and work on your inside projects.
Yeah. And you mentioned to me, but before we went on the air, about this new framing nailer that you have in stock. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we have, it's kind of the Super Duty. I like to call it the Binford, if anybody used to watch Home Improvement.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. It's big, it's oversized, and it has a certain purpose. So a lot of people now are using what they call the ZIP system to build houses and structures, which is basically an exterior-rated plywood with insulation, foam board insulation already on it, and you need to attach it to the framing of the structure. The problem is that the panels are thick, so you need a longer nail to go through it. So we have a Bostitch nailer in stock with nails that go with it. We stock a 4-inch nail for nailing on the ZIP system sheathing, and the nailer will actually shoot up to a 5 1/8-inch long nail. So for certain situations, if you need to shoot something on, you need to be quick and it needs to be repetitive, that Bostitch framing nailer would be a great option to nail ZIP sheathing on any structure that you're building.
All right. Now, how do we get in touch with you to book an appointment or something, or just to talk about what our project might be?
Yeah, I mean, so if you search your local location, we'll come up on Google by location. We do have a main homepage with all of our contact information on there, and then there's also Facebook. But the best thing to do is to call your local store. Our hours are generally the same. We do have some Sunday hours in St. Albans, but definitely call your local store and you'll be able to get really accurate help and hours of operation.
Yeah, and our WDEV signal touches every single Sticks and Stuff location, like St. Albans, we're talking to Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Russ's Point, New York.
Yeah, right. So if anybody has any questions, just reach out, and we're always glad to help.
All right, Kyle from Sticks and Stuff, we will chat with you again next week.
Okay, everybody enjoy your time outside, hopefully.
All right, all right.